I want to talk about Ezekiel Elliott, Smack Off Week from today. But before I do anything else, we are joined right now by a Pac-12 football analyst. He is also a filmmaker. He is also a New York Times bestselling author. And he is the host of the Life Without Limits podcast. So we have a lot to cover with him. Yogi Roth is back once again. Yogi, good morning. What's up? How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
I'm great. Lots to get to. So let me ask you this. I know you're focused primarily on the Pac-12, but as a football analyst, what is your reaction, Yogi, when you hear that Hugh Freeze is resigning from Ole Miss due to a call to an escort service from a university phone and, quote, a pattern of personal misconduct?
Yeah, man. I mean, my reaction is similar to probably a lot of people's. You know, when I look at coaches' jobs, and I learned this when I was coaching, you know, at 22, 23 years old at SC under Coach Carroll, is the role of the coach is to educate, teach, and mentor the next generation of leaders, you know, because it's the current generation of learners. And that's your responsibility. And in big-time college athletics, of course, the pressure is to win and win big and do what you got to do to get that done. But overall, you're not remembered by that. You know, you're remembered by the 105 guys that you impact and the role model that you are. And in this last offseason, I spent a ton of time with Chris Peterson, with Clay Helton. You know, you look at what David Shaw does in Stanford. Like, those are the guys that are impacting beyond the X's and O's. And to me, when something like this comes out with the narrative that he's shaped, obviously, around his career, what he's tried to shape, it breaks your heart because it's beyond the awards. It's beyond, you know, the Heisman Trophy or the draft picks. And I think of guys like Shea Patterson, who was Elite 11 MVP a couple of years ago, who's obviously the face of that program now. And he didn't sign up to go through something like this. So you think of Hugh Freeze's family and, you know, what they're going through, it crushes you. And then you remind yourself, you got the role of a coach. You know, it's not just to win. You got to set big-time examples all across the board. And, you know, I don't know all the facts, obviously, but from what we do know, clearly that wasn't the case.
Yogi Roth joining us. I think we know enough to know without knowing all the facts. All right, so yeah. Pac-12 Media Days are next Wednesday and Thursday. Yogi, when you look at the quarterbacks in the Pac-12 this year, from Jake Browning and Luke Falk at Washington and Washington State to Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen at USC and UCLA, how loaded is the conference at that position?
It's loaded, man. It's as loaded as it's ever been. I mean, you got to go back to, you know, you think of, you know, I think it was 88, 89, Troy Aikman, Rodney Peete in Los Angeles. I mean, it's fire right now. I mean, you're in this community, man. You look at what's going on with Darnold and Josh. I mean, these are two, if they want to come out early, top five draft picks, in my opinion. And they've got really unique narratives. Josh was top guy in the country coming out. Sam wasn't even known. I remember the day that we found him. We were in Oakland at the Elite 11 regional camp, and I look over at Trent Dilfer, and he and I are kind of the coaches with the rest of our staff, and say, he looks like Andrew Luck. You know, and I, when he got to SC, my first thought was he's going to go to New York twice, once for the Heisman and potentially once to be one of the top picks in the draft. And he just has those types of tools. And then we forget that Jake Browning was a Heisman, you know, front runner for a large part of the season last year and one of the top, I mean, in the list of the vote getters. Luke Falk is going to be breaking every record in the history of the Pac-12 record books as a passer. And I think the future of this conference is also here. You look at Steven Montez of Colorado, the defending Pac-12 South champs. He's a future star. And even Justin Herbert started as a true freshman at Oregon. So the depth is here in this conference at that position. It's what the conference is known for. And they're worthy of all the praise. I can't wait to see how they take the next step in their evolution, specifically the four that you referenced.
Yogi Roth, Pac-12 football analyst, joining us once again. Yogi, what about Josh Rosen? Now, he had that monster freshman year. He had a ton of hype coming into last season, but had that sophomore year end badly, or early, I should say, due to an injury. Now all the hype is about Darnold. So how do you think Rosen responds, and how do you expect him to show up this year?
You know, I'll be honest, man. I think there's a narrative around Josh that I disagree with around the country that, you know, kind of talks about him. Is he too smart for his own good sometimes? You know, people could, it's been easy to jump on the negative bandwagon, I think, at times for him. And I think we got to step back for a second. I've known Josh since he was 16. He's a special young man. Number one, he's special with his mind. I mean, he's a one percenter. He's a different type of thinker. The way that he was raised, he's going to challenge and ask the why for everything. And then from a football acumen standpoint, he's as good as any guy I've been around, whether that's guys in the NFL or college, in terms of how he views the game and can understand and put the pieces together. But one of the most dynamic stories, I think, this year in college football will be he and Jed Fish. If you go back to Jed Fish's career, the OC at UCLA, it's a guy who has a tennis background just like Josh. He didn't even play high school football due to injury. Learned from Steve Spurrier as a student assistant. From there, was one of the first hires by Tom Coughlin when they started the Jaguars in the expansion franchise. Went and learned under Shanahan with the Broncos, was with Pete with the Seahawks, has bounced around, obviously, most recently at Michigan. And now that relationship, I think, is going to allow Josh to flourish. Will his numbers be amazing? I don't know. When I look at what they have at the skill positions at receivers, who knows what their offensive line will be like. But I think the mantra Rosen's, you know, utilized this offseason is, let me get 1% better. And when he came to the Elite 11 Finals and spoke to our quarterbacks and was really candid about his growth and what he's learned from being in the L.A. market, throwing for over 300 yards in the first game in the history of his college career, and then finally taking a step back when he was injured and say, you know what, let me just soak this all in. Let me just really get grounded and say, okay, I might have gotten over my skis a little bit and some things that I've done in my past. Let me regroup and literally go day by day. And I think we're going to see much more mature Josh Rosen on a ton of levels. And I think he's going to thrive this year. Do they win 10 games? I don't know about that. But I think he puts himself in position to be the best version of himself at a young age, man. And let's be honest, we expect these QBs to be these political figures, be perfect everywhere, and we forget that they're 19 years old and all of a sudden thrust into the spotlight. So I think his injury last year was probably the best thing that ever happened to Josh Rosen's career, and I think he rips it this fall.
Yogi Roth joining us. He's a filmmaker and a New York Times bestselling author as well. Yogi, you mentioned Pete Carroll. Of course, you worked with him. In fact, the two of you wrote a book together, so you understand his philosophy and how he approaches challenges. Earlier this offseason, there was an ESPN piece about the Seahawks defense and the reported negative feelings that they may have had towards Russell Wilson and an inability to let go of that Super Bowl loss. So knowing Pete Carroll the way you know him, how do you think he goes about dealing with those issues within that team?
You know what's cool about Pete? He's a lot like you. I love listening to your show. You just deal with things head on, and that's him. You know, he is not going to beat around the bush. And whether it's, you know, right after that Super Bowl loss, where obviously there's a lot of discussion about should he have handed it off, did he throw it, why'd they do it, all that, he dealt with it. You saw it in the locker room afterwards, and he talked about it with his team immediately. And it's one of those things that you got to just keep working on. You know, you talk to any high performer, and they're not going to tell you the amount of games they won. They'll remember the exact games they lost. That's Pete. You know, that's how he was at SC. That's how he is there. He can remember those moments, but he calls them teachable moments. And I think they start with yourself, and he went to work on it. He went to work on it with his squad. And I think he just approaches it head on. And that's the type of competitor he is. You know, I love that that mentality of, okay, is there an issue here? Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. And away we go. And that's the type of guy that he's always been. I think that's why when you see his team, they play with this, you know, kind of quote-unquote absence of fear. You know, there's no hesitation. That's why you see him go for it all the time on fourth downs, because they're going to kind of let it rip and celebrate the game, in my opinion, the way it should be celebrated, which isn't playing scared. And I think when you look at his team, if there are any issues, and I'm not there every day, man, but they deal with them, and they talk about them, and things don't get buried. And that was a huge takeaway I learned from him as a young age. And I think that's the way you got to deal with any type of conflict, especially in an era, which is now, when you're dealing with a lot of guys that came in that were, you know, chip on the shoulder, late-round draft picks, free agents that have become superstars in the NFL. And I think you do that whether you're in college with now five-star prospects, or if you do it, you do it that way if you're in the league.
Yogi Roth joining us for a few more moments. Now, Yogi, you spent a little time with my guy Gary V a couple of weeks back. How did that go for you? Talk to me about that. What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome, man. I love seeing your posts and even the pinned tweet that you have. I mean, Gary V's fire, man. I mean, we went in, and you know what I love about what Clay Helton's doing is he's really impacting his players off the field. And really, there's a ton of coaches in the Pac-12 that are doing that right now. So we bring Gary V in and talk about the idea that everybody is a storyteller. And, you know, I opened the event off with, how many of you consider yourself storytellers in the room? 105 athletes. And three hands were raised. And I said, well, how many of you have Snapchat? And every hand went up. And I said, you're all storytellers. So let's start thinking in that way. And we had this really unique conversation. You know Gary V, man. He's no BS. He's just going to shoot you straight. And he did that with these young men. And none of them knew who he was. I think there was one athlete who had a clue who he was coming in, which was pretty interesting. And he was straight fire, talking about branding, talking about storytelling, talking about, look, be your authentic self, because that's eventually what's going to come out. So we had a very open and candid conversation. I think Gary V is really unique in terms of how he views, obviously, the market in terms of what he invests in, but also how authentic he is when he reached a high level of success. And I think we see people change all the time. When they become a head coach, they've got to be a quote-unquote head coach. Or they become a millionaire or the host of the Jim Rome Show, you got to be a certain host. But you're calling it just like you would back in the day if you were talking smack with your boys, you know, talking about whatever you're talking about in high school or college football. And that's what I kind of liked about him. And I think the players really started to think about, okay, how am I messaging myself? And most importantly, how am I in this environment of major college athletics utilizing the brand that I'm at, which is USC, you could argue the most powerful brand in the country, at least in sports and entertainment with the community that LA is. how am I utilizing it to make sure that when my career is over, I've leveraged myself so I have a nice opportunity afterwards? Because, you know, in most careers, you spend 30 years and you could be a lawyer and you're set, right? You don't start till you're 22 and you go down that path. Athletes, we start when we're 5 years old, and sometimes we're done at 25, 30, lucky if we're 35. What do we do next? And that was a big part of the conversation. And Gary Vee was straight fire.
You nailed that. You nailed that. That's exactly what he's about. That's exactly what that message is. All right, now, before you go, I know you love football. Your slogan is, how great is ball? But football is not the only thing in your life. You've been doing some traveling this year. Where did you go, and what was the experience like?
Yeah, man. You know, it's been an awesome offseason for me, you know, on a couple fronts. I went over to Israel and created this documentary series called We All Speak Ball. And it's one of my favorite phrases of all time. And I've been in now over 30 countries and where I can't speak the language or they're war-torn communities. And I do it every offseason. And I just roll out a ball, whether it's football, soccer, basketball, it doesn't matter. And all of a sudden, it cuts through any tension. And my mom, I don't know if you know this, but she was born over in Israel. And I wanted to go connect with her. And, you know, you and I have talked a lot about the film I did called Life in a Walk, about my dad and his path, and I wanted to explore where she came from. So I went over to Haifa and just dropped into the community, and simultaneously, they've got American football over there. It's actually backed by Robert Kraft. You know, he's founded a league, and they've got tackle football, flag, men's, women's, and it's sold out. I'm talking Friday night, just like you're in, you know, West Texas, going off. And for me to drop into that community, you know, obviously I've got roots there and a history there. It's pretty powerful. And I mirror that documentary, that short film that we did, with another one that I just released called Protector. I did it with Alexis Jones, about basically telling athletes that you can be the cure to ending sexual violence instead of the problem. And I look at those two pieces, and it's just a reminder that everything you do and everything that I'm trying to do around the power of play extends so far beyond just the court or the pitch or the field. And if we're not doing that, if we're not having those conversations like you obviously are today with all the stuff going on around the country and around the world of sports, then I don't think we're really doing our fair share and our responsibility. So for me, man, this offseason has been absolutely ridiculous. I can't wait, though, to get to media day and get going and really get around the game and celebrate these kids and let it rip.
Yo, good for you, man. You are attacking it. You are just killing it. He's a Pac-12 football analyst. He is a filmmaker, a New York Times bestselling author, also the host of the Life Without Limits podcast. Yogi Roth, our guest. Yogi, great talking to you. Always look forward to it. And it's great to have you back on the show, man. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, bro. Hey, send some love out to Trapper. I heard him yesterday on your show, man. I know he's trying to kick some ass there fighting cancer. So tell him he's got all the support from this end in the world that he could possibly imagine.
Mom, man, I appreciate you saying that, and I know he does too. Yogi Roth.